Hey, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about teaching.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And the importance of it. And why we like to teach and how you can grow your business by teaching. Just zeroing in a little bit on the importance of teaching, since it's kind of, it is a big part of our lives. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think both of us spend a lot of time doing it, depending on how obviously you define it.
So let's go personal and then we'll go general, right? So why do you do it? When did you start doing it? Like, tell me a little bit about kind of, have you always been teaching others? Was there some moment where you very consciously thought, I need to start, you know, teaching more, or teaching is a useful skill or something I can create value with? Like, what's kind of your history? Why do you think you've been doing it? And why is it such a big part of your life today?
Yeah, this is a super funny topic. Just because of a whole bunch of reasons. One being, I was... In sort of the new company I have with my business partner, we were trying to define, like, what do we do? And I was writing this slide, and at the top of the slide, it said, advise, invest, and teach. It was actually advisors, investors, and teachers. That's what we are. And it was because of this idea that, like, we don't want to be considered consultants. We don't want to be considered service providers in any way, although we might be charging people for things that look like that. But our approach to it is always about teaching. And that would be the most accurate way to think about us in a lot of these scenarios, just because if, you know, whether it's because people think we might have expertise or we think we might have expertise in something, although we can debate that and say it's overrated or underrated, depending on the mood I think either of you or I are in. So that word's not good. Expert isn't good. Expertise I wouldn't use. So then it's just about, like, when you're sharing something and trying to help someone else become better, grow, what have you, I think you're teaching. Because a teacher, you know, the construct and the concept we have, at least in society today, is a teacher is teaching you things and helping you get better and improve and grow and learn things. So when you expand that out and say, okay, teaching is about helping other people learn things, to me, I started it a very long time ago. Maybe every business I've run, whether it's in college or software businesses, it's always been about teaching, whether it's teaching people about marketing in my consulting company or teaching people about their websites and what their visitors are doing with Crazy Egg, or teaching people about data analytics with Kissmetrics, or even with the new company Quicksprout, teaching people about how to increase their traffic. And so teaching has just been a big component of how I would say my businesses have accomplished getting an audience, but also how I've personally and my co-founder, Neil, have personally approached how we want to do marketing.
Yeah, such a funny and powerful topic. I'll start kind of my side of things and my history of teaching with a quote, since I really like quotes, which is, teach everything you know, it's a way to achieve immortality. This was by some Dalai Lama. I don't think the current one, but some past Dalai Lama. I think that's a really beautiful quote. I don't know. So for me, teaching is something just incredibly human. Just it's something like in us, I think, as humans that, and I'm sure there's some like scientific research on this, on like how sharing knowledge is a big part of how kind of we developed as humans, and we developed then into, you know, groups of humans and societies and all that, and the way of living. But I feel like sharing what we know is a big part of what makes us human. And there's a lot of benefits to that, right? There's some, some intrinsic benefits and some extrinsic benefits. There's some when you, teaching is just another way of deepening your own knowledge around a certain topic. So, you know, when you teach, you really learn to think about that skill or that information in a deeper level. It's another form factor. So it deepens the information. Just consuming it is one way, but when you kind of spread it out again, just helps you retain that knowledge for a longer period of time. It's a way for you to create value in the world, you know, by spreading and sharing knowledge. You know, you're creating value. And it's a way to build relationships and to accomplish many, many other things. I'm sure there's like tons and tons of benefits to teaching that I even have never considered. I know that I've always very intuitively followed the path that whenever I learned something that I thought was great or cool or exciting, whenever I got passionate about some kind of new information or skill, I know that I've, as far as I can remember, even when I was younger, I always would look to share that knowledge with others and to show others how to do it as well. It was kind of part of me expressing my passion and excitement around this was to share it with others and show others. So I've always been teaching my knowledge and sharing my knowledge with others, and I've always found that it was something that came easy and intuitively, and it's something that's kind of very much part of who I am. And just like you described, it's from a business perspective. I don't think I've always done this as well. I certainly have run certain businesses where teaching was not part of the marketing strategy or the business strategy. And these businesses, most of them didn't do as well as the ones where teaching was a big part of the way that marketing was done. And we talked about this, I think, in prior episodes with Close.io. We very consciously looked at all the ways, all the strategies that were available for us to grow and compete in a very crowded market space, and came to the conclusion that, you know, we can't out-advertise our competitors, we can't out, you know, SEO them, but we can out-teach them. We know more about sales than anybody else, and we know how to share that knowledge, how to storytell, how to create content in a way that's going to be valuable and compelling. And that's going to be the thing we're going to focus on. And that has been a major driver of our growth. So, and I think that the phrase of out-teaching your competitors actually comes from 37 Signals, now Basecamp. They were the first company that I remember that actually used these words of saying you should out-teach your competitors.
Yeah, I think many of us definitely watch them sort of do that. We were definitely doing it before them, although I like the way that they describe it, just because we took a very marketing approach to it from our consulting company. And yeah, I like what they're saying. I'm not sure if they're living up to that anymore, but I really do like how they built a brand with that attitude.
So let's talk about people. You know, teaching can be important for so many different ways now. What if we want to play devil's advocate and say, for many people, it seems dangerous or stupid to teach, right? Why would I share the valuable skills or knowledge that I have with others? Doesn't that help others to compete with me? Doesn't that waste a lot of time, right? Rather than me writing our company writing a post teaching everybody, our customers and our competitors' customers, how to do something better, wouldn't we just rather keep that knowledge internally and do this thing in secret and just invest in ourselves versus sharing so freely? What is your sense when you meet, or what is your approach to people when they come at the table with this attitude, or when they try to build a business with a high degree of secrecy and try to not share as much knowledge as possible with others, but to share as little knowledge because they feel like that knowledge is valuable to them, and if they share, it dilutes it?
I think there's a lot of different ways to teach. And a lot, and depending on your business, there might be different topics that you could teach on. So if you don't want to share how you do things, which, you know, you and I can probably argue whether that's right or wrong. I do know that 37 Signals shared a lot about how they do things, all the way to sharing their sort of now, you know, infamous framework for programming, Ruby on Rails. And many of us had, you know, took advantage of that, obviously. And a lot of the stuff we've written has been in Rails, not all of it. And it was when there was no better option to build a web app. So we would use Rails. And so they shared that. And that has nothing to do with Basecamp, except that Basecamp was built on Rails. And you could probably say that that's the thing that they've taught a lot, but that's the thing they taught us the most about, is how to build web apps early on. And that's humongous. That's huge. And the benefit they got has been tremendous. Then you can go look at a company like Intercom, and talk about like how they teach people how to build better products. What does that have to do with a communications tool for your business? Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
sure. But that brings a lot of affinity to them and basically implies that they're experts in creating products. So their product must be awesome. Right.
Right.
So that's like the impression it builds and the brand it builds, when they share it like that. And a lot of times all this stuff just comes from founders. Right. And then you have, I think, a slightly different take on it, which would be HubSpot. I would say that Dharmesh And even Brian Halligan, the CEO, and two co-founders, Brian being the CEO, Dharmesh, I think, is the CTO. But they're both the co-founders, and they teach a lot about marketing. They personally might teach every now and then about business or SaaS, but the primary thing that you hear from them is all about teaching people about marketing. They actually coined inbound marketing that's completely related to their software because, you know, for all intents and purposes, for a long time, they had inbound marketing software. And they coined that whole term, popularized it by teaching people what it was, teaching people what it isn't, teaching people how to do it. And that was very focused on not how they do things, although they do inbound marketing, but more focused on how other people should be doing things based on basically an approach to marketing that they believe is the right approach that they also follow, which I think is different. Because that is extremely related to their software and their business. While you could argue that Intercom isn't, and 37 Signals definitely is not, in terms of directly related to why people would buy your product.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of different ways to approach it. And if somebody came to me with that question, I'd give them the same spiel I just gave, which is there's a lot of different ways to do it. All you have to believe in is the fact that by teaching, your business will be at an advantage over your competitors. And then you can figure out, what is it that we want to teach about?
So let's talk about that and then maybe go through all the different things that you as a business can teach to your customers in order to create value or to out-teach your competitors, right? So you already touched on a bunch of cool different ways of thinking about it, you know, Intercom teaching about product development, 37 Signals teaching people how to do web apps, HubSpot teaching people broadly how to do content marketing. We can continue on that because there's many other things that companies can teach others and the benefits of it. But let's talk about the core reason why first. So I think when the two of us talked, we talked about how we personally just always have been doing it and enjoying it and how we've been using teaching as a strategy to grow our businesses. But why does teaching work so well as a growth strategy or as a marketing strategy? What at its core is, you know, teaching others how to do things? Why is that something that will help you grow your business or can be something that helps you grow your business?
I think teaching builds brand and creates word of mouth and allows you to start having a conversation or, you know, a relationship with customers or potential customers before they become potential customers or even customers. And today with the reach that a lot of the platforms have today that you can utilize, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or even just search from Google as using a blog, it's on you to figure out how to reach the audience. And teaching is a very classic and sort of timeless way to do that. And so I would say that like the why behind it is simply because it's one of the easiest ways to do marketing today.
Yeah, beautiful. I think it's a way for you to build an audience, and an audience is much more worth than just pure traffic, right? If I pay some advertising and some people click on it and as a result come to my page for a quick second, they have to make a decision if they want to convert or not, if they find the value proposition compelling or not in that second, in that moment, and then they're gone. And I would have to spend marketing money again to find them at another time, hopefully to get them to click again. That's very costly. It takes a lot of time to purchase somebody's attention multiple times until hopefully at some point the right timing is there. When you teach, you're able to build an audience, or you know, if you want to call them students, you what you're doing is you're sharing something so valuable with people, hopefully something that solves core problems that your customer base has, that these people, A, they feel a certain affiliation and a certain gratitude towards you for doing that, and they feel compelled to return and see what else you can share with them, what else you can teach them, what else they can learn from you. And that's a very powerful relationship that, you know, as you said, builds brand, builds something that's so invaluable if you want to have customers, which is trust, right? If I already trust you and your company, I think you guys are amazing. I think I've learned a shit ton from you, and I love, you know, the way you communicate, and I love the way that you guys write blog posts, and I'm like kind of emotionally bought into it. The moment that I need to purchase the type of software product that you're offering, you know, we're never going to have a trust issue. You don't have to buy my trust. You don't have to, I don't have to see who else is a customer or if you've been featured on some kind of a press site. I trust you already because I have a relationship with you, right? And then I might buy from you your product today. I might buy it tomorrow. If you do it right, I might keep coming back to purchase many different products from many different companies of yours, in your case, for certain, because I have such a strong relationship with you or with what your company has been teaching me. All right, so let's talk about the different things that a business or a startup can teach to customers or to prospects to grow the business, right? So, and let's start with the three examples you have and see how many more we can come up with. So the first one you brought up was 37 Signals teaching how to build web apps. Now, there's something important to this. Although it has nothing to do with Basecamp as a product, which was a project management tool, teaching people how to build web apps and offering their framework or open sourcing their framework was important in the sense, or useful in the sense, that their core customer base or ideal customer were people that were freelancers, developers, web agencies. Those were the main customers they wanted to sell their project management software to. So these were also the people that needed better ways to build web apps. So they gave something incredibly powerful to an audience that they also wanted to sell a product to, right? And that's, I think it's an important principle. If 37 Signals had built Basecamp, and Basecamp was a project management tool for doctors, open sourcing Ruby on Rails might have had a very negligent impact on their business and business growth, because doctors are not interested in, you know, open source frameworks for web apps. So they might have had a huge following in the web app, in the developer community, but that wouldn't have translated into massive growth or business for their project management tool for doctors, right? So they taught people how to do something they want to do that are also could be potential customers of their product. With Intercom, the interesting thing is that teaching people how to build better products, that is not necessarily, there's some crossover. I'm sure they have many, many SaaS companies as customers. They have many product companies as customers. So there's some crossover. Okay, some of their customers are interested in how to build better products and read this. But I would venture to say that the bigger benefit, or equally, if not a bigger benefit of them teaching people how to build a great product, is that they attract great top-tier talent for their product team, for the engineering team, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, wholeheartedly, yeah.
And for them, they strategically decided, we're going to be this amazing product company, and we're going to build these incredibly beautiful and elegant products. Hence, our competitive advantage is going to be have the best product team ever. Hence, we should write more about our philosophy. We should be thought leaders around product, because people that are at the top of their game will be attracted and would want to work for a company like ours, which will give us the ability to build things that hopefully lots of people will want to buy, and products that are going to be really compelling. So their teaching helps them attract the type of talent internally that helps them do what they need to do. HubSpot teaches companies how to do marketing, gives them the software to do that type of marketing. So it's very kind of closely related. I teach you step one, and then you need step two, right? I teach you how to do email marketing. Now that you know how to write a good, compelling email, you need a tool to do that, and I offer you that tool, right? And Closeye is doing it in a very similar way, where we teach people how to sell, and then we offer them the software that allows them to do that more effectively and more successfully. There is companies like Buffer. You know, we've talked about this before with the whole topic of transparency. A big part, not all, but a big part of Buffer's marketing has been teaching people about transparency, right? And they've been using transparency as a marketing tool, of like sharing their revenue numbers, sharing their salary numbers, sharing how they make decisions internally, like being very, very transparent about how they run their business and what their business looks like. Because that's information that is usually not available, it is incredibly attractive for many, many people around the world to get access to that information. It helps them obviously hire people that really want to work for a company that stands out and is very transparent. But that transparency, they don't have a transparency software, so it doesn't really necessarily help there. What do you think is the main benefit for a company like Buffer with the transparency play that they have? Is it just culturally the main benefit, that they're building this amazing internal culture that they want to have of transparency? Or are they you know, what are the core benefits of teaching others about your numbers and how you do everything as a business?
Yeah, they're an interesting case to study in this, because I think they've gone to an extreme of sharing and teaching about how they operate as a business. And I think more importantly, the way they've done it is actually, I would say it is definitely about the culture and belief of what their internal beliefs are. And they're even willing to change them and do change them and talk about that. They're willing to wear their mistakes. It's very impressive to see a company be that open and transparent and literally mean it. And I know a lot about that company for being involved with them in many ways. And it's true. It's like what you see is what you get. If you read about some problem they have, they're not sugarcoating anything. They're not hiding anything, and they're wearing it and putting it out there. I think that vulnerability attracts people to that brand. And it makes you feel a certain way about them, which eventually makes you feel like you can trust them. And so I think they've built a lot of trust with their customers, their prospects, their leaders or readers who are reading this material. And so, you know, one of the biggest benefits of that is that a lot of people want to work there. A lot of people want to work there. And that's a huge benefit when you start sharing, you know, things about your culture. I think secondary to that is, like I said, they have a lot of trust in the market compared to, you know, probably any other brand in that social media sort of tool space. And probably almost any other brand in SaaS today.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's such a big, important component that I think is going to play a bigger and bigger role down the line is teaching. And the way you teach and the way you market, it affects what kind of customers you can get and kind of what kind of, you know, audience you build that hopefully eventually a big portion of that can turn into a revenue stream for your business. But equally as important, if not more important, so if you think really long term, is your marketing and the way you teach and the way you share information with the world as a company affects who you can attract as employees, right? Who wants to come and work for your company and work with your company. And that, in a world where, you know, building web apps is not as difficult as it used to be, and where a lot of the information on how to build things and how to design really great things, and we had an episode just 2 episodes ago about, you know, the competitiveness of the product development environment today, just because the bar and standards are keep on being raised in terms of what a great product looks like. In that kind of a hyper-competitive world, being able to attract the greatest people and being able to build a really cohesive, strong culture is going to become a bigger and bigger part of what makes certain companies succeed long-term versus others struggle. And teaching the world how you run your business, teaching the world how you manage your team, teaching the world how you deal with failure, all that is going to teach people if what kind of a company you are to work for as well, and if that's something that they'd be interested in. A lot of the people that have this year joined the company, a big part of why they joined us, they heard from us, you know, in conferences, they read our content. Either they've known about us for a while before they decided to apply, or if they saw a job post, they went to a blog, they went to, you know, they did a little bit of research, and everything they found, there was a lot of things there that told them, gave them a really strong picture of what kind of a company we are, what kind of a team we are, and that made them, you know and lean in that this would be a team and a company they want to work for, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost eye-opening when you think about these companies that are sharing, teaching, and kind of the benefits they get. So this is actually, I'd say this is a very interesting and important discussion. I hope people get something out of this. So is it tip time?
It is definitely tip time.
All right. I guess I'm going first. Huh? Okay. So just like any great teacher, you can't really teach what you know if you know nothing or if you believe you know nothing. So you have to find a way to understand what it is that you actually can teach people and then go teach them. And we might be putting a lot of weight on this word teaching, but what I've seen is even very young companies who are just entering a market, just start teaching people about what they're learning. Because you're learning constantly. You're learning about your customers. You're learning about what product to build. You're learning about what didn't work, what did work. Just start sharing that. And that's just the same as like 37 Signals teaching about, you know, how to use Ruby on Rails or putting out Ruby on Rails or Intercom talking about product. They might be really great at it. They might have a lot of expertise, but you can also just teach people by sharing what you're learning, because then they'll learn things by what you learned. So don't put so much weight on expertise or knowledge, and put much more weight on sharing what you're learning if you're struggling with figuring out what you can teach.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm going to piggyback on this because I do think this is a really important point. I think whatever you, so maybe another word instead of teaching is just sharing, right? Teaching might create this impression that you need to have, you know, quote unquote, expertise. You need to have really deep knowledge. You need to have some certification. Somebody needs to have given you the permission that you are now, you know, knowledgeable enough